sleep, sweetie girl?
11 months ago, Erin Shetler gave birth to her daughter, Amy, a happy baby with bright red hair and blue eyes. Shetler smiles as she lifts Amy out of her crib after the little girl's nap. She kisses her forehead and tickles her belly. But Shetler felt very differently after Amy was born, a delivery she calls traumatic.
I didn't feel very good about the way that it went, and after about 5 or 6 weeks, I still didn't feel good. I started not wanting to come to the door for visitors, and I just started feeling like something was off.
So Shetler reached out to a counselor for help. During their first session, the counselor gave her a flyer with mother-to-mother's phone number. What Shetler was experiencing is not uncommon, according to psychotherapist Shelley Fidel.
80% of women will experience the baby blues, and they typically are things like feeling overwhelmed, crying, feeling irritable.
Fidel is a licensed professional social worker. She did not treat Erin Shetler, but she treats many women like her.
These are things that come and go, and they don't interfere with your ability to take care of your baby. That's one of the distinguishing features.
Fidel says of those 80% of women who will have the baby blues, for 10 to as high as 20% of them, those symptoms will worsen and develop into postpartum depression. And things did get worse for Erin Shetler.
I couldn't get off the bathroom floor. I just sat there and cried, and I had all of my, like, what to expect when you're expecting books, and none of them told me what to do, or I felt like none of them would help me.
That's when Shetler remembered the flyer from Mother to Mother. She called the number.
All of a sudden, after feeling really, really alone, all of these women had just dropped everything to help me with no questions asked, for no money. I didn't know any of them from Adam, and all of a sudden I felt like, okay, I might be able to get through this. I've got some people who can help me.
Darcy Sharp founded Mother to Mother 20 years ago while working on her dissertation. She was trying to identify resources for women suffering from symptoms of postpartum depression. She found that a lot of them just wanted to talk to other women who went through the same thing.
We were women who had experienced postpartum depression, so we could talk to the moms on the other line and say, yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying.
But despite its success in helping women adjust to motherhood, the program never really took off. Some hospitals would send flyers home with moms, but when money started running out, Mother to Mother stopped printing them. Before deciding to call it quits, Sharf tried to get area hospitals to absorb the program, but they all said no.
We approached a couple of hospitals with some enthusiasm, I must say, by the clinical people who we met with, and then they went to administration and couldn't get the support.
Though Mother to Mother has stopped accepting new moms and will close completely on December 31st, mothers like Erin Shetler hope that someone will come forward to keep the program going.
I guess my hope is that people start to recognize that with just a little bit of investment, we really could tackle this.
Women who think they have postpartum depression should call their OBGYNs to seek treatment. But women are losing a friend in Mother to Mother. That's because the program was open to all women needing emotional guidance after giving birth, not just those who might be clinically depressed. Shetler says she's remained friends with women she met at Mother to Mother support groups. She's feeling better now and can focus on being a good mother to her daughter, Amy. And a happy mommy equals a happy baby. I'm Julie Bierock, St. Louis Public Radio. Mwah.